Blog Talk Radio.
Two days ago, and he said to me, oh, I'm not worried. He's like, it's less than a foot. I was like, are you serious? You just said that 12 inches of snow or less is good. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess we're kind of used to it.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I don't know.
But it got a little different when they start measuring in feet, though.
Yes, that's true. That is very true. Once you pass the one-foot mark, that's when you start getting nervous. So, yeah, it's kind of funny, though, because people here, like, they're canceling. Two weeks ago, they had, like, a little small snowstorm. It wasn't even a snowstorm. It was a couple of inches, and literally, like, all these events were canceled, and people were sent home early from work, and they were panicking because they didn't know how to handle it.
Just have no idea what to do.
When it comes to snow over there. So, Roderick, what are you up to? I'm so excited to hear that you're the host for tonight. That is excellent.
Oh, boy. It seems like I've been so busy this past year, but this year coming up, I'm involved in a music theater competition with an organization called the National Association of Teachers in Singing. And I'm looking at doing two songs for this competition where I have 8 minutes to perform them for a panel of judges, similar to what you might see on the beginnings of American Idol with, you know, I guess, J-Lo and the dog, you know, that kind of thing, is just singing before the judges. And instead of just being like a minute or so, this is, I will have 8 minutes to perform two songs. So that's
wow,
how my year is starting out so far.
That's exciting. That is really exciting. You got to make sure you tell us when it's going to happen and give us all the information so we can promote it. That sounds really great.
I certainly will do that. Is that the end of February?
The second week of February?
Mm-hmm.
When is it? When did you say
that? Yeah, it's Sunday, February 27th. That's the actual day.
That's awesome. You know, I have to tell you, I've been excited because you know how we have all these guests lining up and everything is just falling into place. And I was telling Chris, I just got this lady, a screenwriter, all the way from England, who's going to be a guest on our show, and I was just so excited.
Wow.
Yes, that's what I said. And it all came about because there's another lady out here, Pamela Glasner. She is a published author in Pennsylvania, and I wind up talking to her online, and she's going to be a guest on our show, and it turns out that her friend is a screenwriter, Louise, from England, and she's actually going to be on the show as well. So it's kind of cool they're all going to be together. And I find it interesting because our show is on at 7 o'clock at night. Well,
mm-hmm.
she's going to have to be up at midnight her time to
yes.
be a guest on the show. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That's
wow.
Isn't it? And
well,
the other one
here's
that
my
I'm...
question.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean to cut you there, Tally.
That's
but
okay.
We haven't even done our other spiel here. Would you like to do it or would you like Roderick to do it?
No, I'm a guest. I'm just here to bother you guys. You handle. Roderick's the man in charge.
Okay, so we have two guests that will be on tonight from England. And they will be up at midnight to talk with us. Isn't that special?
Mm-hmm. It is very special.
That is very special.
Yeah, that will be coming up in a month. So that's kind of cool. And the big one that I want to share, I haven't secured a date yet, but they said definitely. And I know this is going to be exciting for all our musicians, independent musicians in the house. I got Garrett, who happens to be vice president in charge of promotions for Def Jam Recordings, and he's actually going to be a guest on our show in the next couple of months.
You are certainly lining them
wow.
up. People are going to have to really
She's always
in.
Lining them up here.
I tell you, she's,
yeah.
you know, people are going to have to tune in to catch this, you know, spontaneous, you know, tete-a-tete, as I would say for one of my old high school words. You know, face-to-face conversation, but voice-to-voice in this case.
Isn't it crazy? Because it blew my mind because, one of the things that I've learned in this business is the worst that can happen is they're going to say no. So
yeah.
I might as well ask. And, you know, I
there
reached out and I said, hey. And he's like, I'd love to. I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, really? Really? Okay. So I'm like, I'm confirming you right now. So I sent him a couple of dates that he's going to get back to me. So when you were talking about how 2011 was shaping up, I'm just excited about how it's shaping up in this place. Like all around, just amazing how it's shaping up. But I'm just looking
wow.
forward to it. So
yeah.
for you guys, just to let you know, we've got some exciting things coming up. Chris, why don't you give them the call-in number and then Roderick can give them the rest of the spiel.
Okay. Well, okay, then I'll do both of the numbers that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
Our numbers are 1-347-989-1473. Or for those that have a toll call, they can call us toll-free at 1-877-907-7217. Or they can contact us how?
They could go into our website, into blogtalkradio.com, Ordinary Woman, which is spelled WMN at the end, and just connect to that link, and you will be able to just key into our broadcast tonight. This essentially is a podcast, and it's
mm-hmm.
also possible to connect through iTunes. If you didn't really want to call in, you can just listen.
That is
yes,
so cool. I just got impressed.
But we were love for
you. Wow.
Call.
I did. I was impressed. That was awesome. I love it. I didn't even realize that. Go figure, right? I didn't even realize that till recently that that's how easy it is.
Yeah. It really is. It
and
once
I also,
you know, click to the link, to, you're there.
That is way cool.
I also would like to say, okay, what is this, round robin time? Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, I know, I know. I also would like to say hello to everyone who's in our chat room. To Betty, 342, Bill, Bond, 3421, Dolphin, 10481, Film Gordon Radio, Guest 10311, Guest 9914, James 343, JJ, Mary, Robert, Sierra, and Starlight. Hello to all of you that are in our room. You can also click onto the chat, and you can also chat with us in that room as well.
In our mouth, man, we'll make sure that you guys get the recognition.
Hey,
that is so cool.
We always have to make sure we recognize everybody in our chat room there as well.
You know the cool thing, too, that I found out that I think is real cool is that if you call in the call-in number, you know, like the number people can call to talk to the host, and you don't press 1, you can just listen to the show on the road. I thought that was kind of cool. Like on your phone, you can just listen to the show if you want to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing that's really cool about this. You know, sometimes you think you necessarily have to be on your computer to do this, but you can just call in. You could be literally anywhere in the world to appreciate this show. Isn't that special? I love that idea.
The other thing, too, is if you have a smartphone, you can go to the mobile site on Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to the show that way as well. So there's more than one way to listen to it on your phone if you're on the go.
Yeah.
So I have to ask a question because it's been great with this crazy weather. Did any of you guys lose the power?
Well, yeah, I'm out in Stoughton, and we did lose some power for a little bit, a few hours. Not the full part of the day, but a short part of the day.
Really?
And
that's funny. How about you, Chris? Did you lose power during the storm?
No, I don't think we lost. I don't think we lost any power up here, Charlie.
Because I had power. You did. You had power. Because it's funny. Because I was talking to my husband, and for some reason, our house is in some grid that falls down over anything, and we usually lose power, but we didn't this time around. So it was kind of cool that we actually had.
You did or did not?
No, we had power last year. Remember that big ice storm we had last year? We were in our house for 5 days with no power, and we couldn't get a hotel room because everybody else was off the grid too. So we kind of shuffled all the kids off to different relatives and friends, and Mel and I actually stayed at the house with the dog. It was so funny.
Buddy
the
dog.
We couldn't go anywhere else.
The dog was having a good time, and you guys were as well, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah. Thank God for a fireplace, but the dog was miserable because he's like 19 pounds of nothing, so he was freezing.
Oh, no.
It was the funniest thing. Yeah, so he was telling me that he was kind of grateful that we didn't lose power this time around. I just want to mention something. If you guys look on, well, Chris, if you look at the switchboard, there's a few new songs on there that got sent in from this last week, and I thought it was just awesome at the overwhelming response we got from the different songs. And maybe Roderick and Chris, you guys later on would want to unveil the new song that was sent in to us by Sacrifice and Situ and Jenna Donovan. It's called Change, and I think it's a really cool song for the beginning of the year. For those of you that have New Year resolutions and stuff, it's kind of cool.
Okay.
I got that one. Change. And what was the other one?
Oh, man, we got Change came in from them, and then Julie Kinschak, she's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. She sent us three of her songs, which I love. The coffee song is awesome because she's just awesome. She has this unique jazzy style of singing, and it's different and it's very fresh. And a lot of people, it's funny, she gets confused. A lot of people think she's more of African American because she's got that Ella Fitzgerald kind of vibe to her, but she's not. And it's really cool. I like the songs that she sent us. So yeah, those are some of the few songs that she sends in. Precious, we got Grace, and the coffee song that was sent in. Also, Rhea Eaton, we had her back on the show last year. She sent Don't Give It Up to us, and we got Feel from Laz and Cat. You guys remember we had Phantom on the show last We had them, so they sent that in. We got Boston Stand Up, which is one of my favorites. I got the edited version so we could actually play it on the show, which is kind of cool. Pump us up. Yeah, I know,
well,
right?
This music must have a nice feel to it. I can't wait to hear.
Yes, it does. It's kind of funny. It's got a lot of inside jokes for us Bostonians, and it, one of the funny parts is, particularly with the snowstorm that it just had, it makes a reference to how we act in snowstorms and some of the rituals that we have in the East Coast that other people look at us like, really? You guys do that? So it's kind of funny. You guys will enjoy that as well.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, on that note, I just want to say hey to everybody in the chat room, and I will be signing off because hopefully my plane will show up eventually. I'm like 20 minutes behind schedule here, but it's all cool. Let me go take a walk around the airport and stretch my legs. But you two are in charge. I hope you enjoy, and thank you to everybody for still coming in and joining us. And and next week we have some exciting shows coming up, so Mountain Man and Roderick can let you guys in on that. So I'm going to be signing out, guys. Have a great night and have a great evening. And Roderick and Chris, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Charlie, for calling in.
All right.
Thanks,
good night, guys.
Charlie.
Bye.
Have
a
safe trip home.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow. That was some heavy stuff there, Roderick, huh?
Yeah, we got a lot of people, looks like they're lined up to show up on our talk radio and enjoy some of the great talents, some of the great skills that people enjoy for themselves and never mind share with us. And we have the opportunity to talk with them, all the way from England as an example. Two guests on that particular
right.
night when that comes up.
Yes, and I also I understand that we also have some international, and I meant to have Charlie say hello to them because I'm not sure if they are listening or not, but we have some international listeners as well, and I want to say hello to those folks. I know Charlie has some family out there in I'm not sure where, but I know that they,
they're out there listening, right?
That they're out there listening. So hello to them as well.
Yeah,
and
it's great for that to be where so many people can listen from so many different parts of the world.
That's right. And we had one person come into the chat room and ask, I want snow, send some, please. Well, I'm not sure how we're going to be able to do that one. It's interesting that a lot of places, because I know here in Massachusetts, we did get a lot. Well, not only in Massachusetts, but Connecticut, Rhode Island.
Yeah, the whole
New England
area here.
Exactly. So I know we had gotten a lot of snow over the past 24 hours. I know up here in Lowell, Massachusetts, we got at least 14 to 15 inches of snow up in this area.
It's very a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, some places we had, like on the South Shore in the Bridgewater areas, it was as low, I'll say, as 10 inches. And some areas out in Central Mass got as high as 24 or even, I believe, over 30 inches of snow. So it varied in intensity in different places.
Yeah, out in the Berkshires, we did get about 30 inches of snow. I also believe down in Connecticut, they got about 20 to 30 inches of snow as well.
Yeah, they got hit really hard. What was interesting, I noticed on the news how we had Massachusetts reporters down in the Connecticut area, Skyping, never mind, showing what was going on in Connecticut. So mm-hmm. the impact of this snow was, you know, far-reaching, you know, even for Massachusetts, but all of New England.
Yeah. It's interesting in this area how the snow just varies in this area. Really is
yeah.
interesting.
And during this holiday time, never mind, we had the storm during the Christmas season here, during the holiday time, and never mind 2 to 3 weeks later, we get hit with another blizzard. So that was kind of like a bit of a shock, even though we're accustomed to snow. But to get it
mm-hmm.
so quickly, one storm to the next is, I guess it was a bit of a surprise, you know, as far as, you know, expecting this so quickly.
Right, right. And I know down in New York, they had some issues down there, but I guess they did some pre-planning for this storm, and I guess they did pretty well this storm.
Yeah, I guess they learned a few lessons from the Christmas storm till now that wouldn't be so shocking or, never mind, embarrassing too for the cleanup.
Right, right. So,
how's that chat room looking there?
The chat room's looking good.
Looking good. We got any questions from the chat room?
Delphine says every state got snow, including. Ohio or no?
Yeah.
HAWII, except for Florida. Florida didn't really get any snow this time around.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they really do get snow down in
once
Florida.
Once in a while.
They?
Once in a great while. I remember the blizzard of 78 where that storm hit Florida. But this time, 47 of the 48 contiguous states did get some snow. They
So they said this time the snow didn't hit, with the exception of Florida, that everywhere else did get some snow in one shape or another.
Or another, yes, yes. So we wouldn't expect Hawaii to have anything, and of course Alaska will. But other than that, Florida was certainly not on the list for getting snow.
Right, and thank you, Delphine. I believe I'm saying that right. Or Dolphin, apologize there if I mispronounce your name there. But, hey, it's all a learning curve here and there because I have to go between two windows here. But that was from Dolphin.
In our chat room there.
That was telling us about – I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's from our chat room. Yes, Dolphine.
Yeah, that's from our chat room, yes. So, anyhow, we're just waiting for one of our guests to call in here.
Okay.
In
the meantime, I'll just remind to those that are listening out there, this is blogtalkradio.com / ordinary woman. And that woman is spelled WMN. So if you can link into that, or, you know, you can try us through iTunes, or if you prefer to just call in and just listen, you can dial 347-989-1473. And if you want us to talk, you can press the 1. If not, you can just listen. Or if you have a toll call to make, you can dial 877-907-7217. And we certainly would love to hear you.
Exactly.
So
anyone that would love to, anyone who would love to call in, you can call in at those numbers.
Yes, I like to give a little history actually for myself. I actually met Charlie back at a independent film screening of a film called The Suitcase, and it's incredible how, you know, those types of events where you get out and you have people that are of the same interest, that are actors or screenwriters or technical people that are involved with the editing process of film. You know, we're all out there, you know, enjoying the screening of this film. And, you know, the little after party, per se, you're right there in the lobby area. We got a chance to talk and meet and greet people, you know, do a little networking, as the saying goes. So such that we could know what potentially could be working with. And that was a time when I got a chance to meet Charlie. Great person.
Right.
Awesome. Very awesome.
Well, that is awesome. Well, it looks like we have our guest calling in here, so I'm going to plug him in to the show, if you don't mind, Neville. I mean, Roderick, I apologize. I don't know why I called you Bill.
No problem. So we have...
Good evening, Bill.
Bill?
Good evening.
Bill McLean.
Good evening,
Bill. Hello,
Bill. Nice to talk to you,
Good
sir.
Evening. How are you guys doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Doing very good. And, hey, just so you know, Florida did get snow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got 22
really?
Inches in Florida, Massachusetts.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Well, that news report I got was a little off then, apparently. So all 48 states got snow.
I think Bill played a little joke here on us tonight. I was talking about the state of Florida, not the town of Florida.
There, see, start to go over the laugh.
Oh, my goodness. Bill, you're a good one. You're a good one. Certainly keep things lively where you are, I'm sure.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, I like to smile, and that's one of those things, unfortunately, you don't get a chance to see right now, but hopefully you can hear it in my voice.
You betcha.
But thanks for calling in, Bill. We certainly appreciate you giving us a call so that our listeners can appreciate who you are and the things that you're involved with.
Thanks for having me on the show. It's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to our time of talking here.
So
I got that back sheet here. And you have been in the business for a bit there, sir.
Yes, sir. Going on 20 years.
Yeah, in film and acting. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
I'm relatively new to the business myself.
That's okay. It takes new guys, old guys, medium guys, everything. You got it.
Absolutely. So I see here that you are the founder and president of Freight Train Films, Inc.?
Yes, sir.
Based out of Maine?
Yes.
Could you give us maybe a little synopsis of how things began with your company there?
Well, for years I've been doing the acting and you know, going from gig to gig, trying to find the next gig, and I noticed that there's a decided lack of roles for people in my age group. Over the years, you know, once you hit 30, 35 as an actor, a male actor, probably female too, until you hit 50, there's not much out there. They seem to be everybody's 18 to 22 or they're, you know, 60 plus. So it really got annoying. So I decided to start writing scripts, you know, try and get into the script writing thing and create more roles for more people my age, not just me, my age. And that's basically how Freight Train started.
That's a great concept because that is a concern, you know, that I've heard actually with some of my contemporaries that are in the business who are trying, you know, never mind feverishly to get that gig, to get a paid gig, never mind, that's going to, you know, accent who they are and what they do.
Right.
So some of the things that you did before your Freight Train, what were some of those first acting jobs or some of the things that you began doing? So just to give our listeners an idea of how they might get started.
Sure. The first one was they were filming a movie up here in Maine, and you know you pay attention to the TV and the newspapers and online stuff. And they're filming a movie up here in Maine called Shadow Glories. And a friend of mine called up and said, "Hey, Bill, they're filming a movie here. Let's go try out." So we went down there to try out as extras. We stood in line, and we could literally see two blocks to three blocks worth of people waiting to get into the building. And I'm like, dude, it's going to be all day. We'll never get in.
Wow.
Then this other guy starts walking up the line, the guy with one of those headsets around his, you know, with the thing in his mouth. So he walks up.
Oh, yeah, like a PA or something?
Yeah, yeah. He walks all the way up, and turns out he was, I don't know, third or fourth in command on the whole set. And he walked right up to me, literally, and pulled me and my friend out of the line and took us in the building. So that was pretty neat.
Well, see, it looks like, Bill, you had that star quality right from the beginning.
I'll tell you, it was pretty cool. We certainly didn't expect that. They walked us right in, walked us right up to the director. I didn't know it was a director at the time. And they put us in the film. Not only did they put us in, they gave me a speaking role in the film. So my very first time out of the gate, there it was. Boom.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Wow.
So you've got that look, Bill, that people are looking for. Back in the early beginnings.
Yeah, back when I was younger.
Wow.
Now, you said your friend called you. So why would he call you? Had you talked about acting before or showed an interest?
Wow, see, you're great with this. To be honest with you, yes. We were together in the military. We served in the Air Force. We were in during Operation Desert Storm back in the day. And we had filmed a full-length feature-length film together, just goofing around out in Montana.
Right, right.
Called The Search for the Holy Grail. It was a spoof of the Holy Grail from Monty Python.
Okay.
We were just literally goofing around. We rented a video camera. We made this movie, and it got to be really big. We ended up involving over 30 people on the base, and it was a lot of fun. We still have it today. My daughter found it in the boxes and pulled it out and re-edited it and put in sound effects and things. So it's looking better than it used to back in the day.
Okay. So you were doing something that you really enjoyed doing, huh?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And he called me up and said, hey, we got to do this.
See,
so I appreciate that. His name's Eric Liming, and he's really the one that got me hooked into this.
Okay, see? And I guess that's one of the things our listeners need to know, that sometimes we think more about the money first as opposed to just doing something you enjoy doing. And when you have you know, people that you know that can appreciate that and never mind recognize, I guess, the talent, it can get called out, and certainly you got your call, didn't you?
Yes, got my call. Pulled me out of that line. The weird part was the first three films I did, I never went to an audition except standing in that line that one time, because the next two films I got, the director of the second film I did was a friend of the first director in college. They called me up and said, hey, we've got a part for you here in this film. It's a speaking part. Would you come and do it? And so I said, yep. Then the third one was a friend of that person in college. They called me up and said, I got a part for you. And I was like, this is crazy. I have to do this. I mean, how many markers do you need pointing you down the road? So here I am.
That worked out well. You know, it sounds like you already had a network going on, you know, without even establishing a network.
Yeah, I didn't even know it.
Well, see, it's important then to just talk about your interests and your, never mind your talents, so that when you if you're talking to the right people, you know, they'll know who to call and they'll know who to get in contact with.
Yeah, once you're in, I mean, even it doesn't matter. I mean, I went to be an extra in the film. It really doesn't matter. If somebody sees you, the right person sees you, look out. You know, if you've got the look and some talent, you can go a long way. So I've never been big on my looks, but apparently people like the way I do things. So that's a good thing.
Hey, that's a good thing. I got my start in theater and basically went from there.
Oh, nice.
But, that's one of those things where, you know, you go for something simple, you know, like you said, being an extra, background actor per se. And, you don't know what the story's all about, you know, as far as how you would be involved. But the directors or production assistants, they know what look, they know how to tell that story. And they needed you to tell that story, apparently.
Hey, is Charlie there tonight, or she on the plane?
She
called earlier. Wait, Chris,
okay,
I'm sorry,
so
Mountain Man.
because I met Charlie.
That's
on
all
the
right.
Set.
Charlie's not on the set tonight. She is actually flying back home this evening. So Roderick
well,
and
I
have taken the show this evening.
Well,
and we
great.
Do
that's
have
great.
A question. And we do have a question in the room, in our chat room.
Oh, okay.
For you, Bill. When is Scooter McGruger coming out?
Nice. Corporate Power sent that. Hey, Corporate Power. Scooter McGruder will be out very soon, and we had to send the sound away to get it professionally done. We want to make sure that when we have the premiere, being as it's Freight Train Films' first feature-length film, we want to make sure it's as good as it possibly can be for an indie film. So we sent the sound out. The sound is finished, and there are a couple of things we need to tweak, so we're in the process of tweaking those. Once we get them finished and sent back, then I can launch the whole thing about when the premiere is going to be. But it will be soon. It will be 2011, and we're hoping it'll be before spring. That's what we're hoping for.
That sounds
wow.
great.
I've heard a lot about this movie, and I've heard a lot about some other movies that Charlie has talked about. Not lightly, but she's talked very much about a lot of good movies that, or films that are going to be coming out. And this particular movie she had mentioned a while ago. So she had brought it up again and reminded me about it. So I'm glad to hear that the movie is coming out this year.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Charlie's pretty amazing that way. She gets happy about a project. She gets very, very outspoken and goes for it. Charlie's actually in the film, so you'll be able to see her on the big screen in this film when you watch it.
Oh, nice.
She plays, she's got a little cameo as a game show contestant.
Love it.
Wow.
And she was very
she's
excited
so
about the film.
Buying a dress right now.
Yeah, she's just going to buy an awesome dress for the premiere.
Oh, I bet. I'm filling up to be at that premiere. Yeah, I'm guest hosting for Charlie since she's traveling today. And I'm sure, some of our, probably all of our listeners are probably curious about some of the steps that are involved with making an independent film. That might be something you might want to highlight for us tonight.
Sure. To get into a film kind of thing?
To get into the film, the actual, production of a film,
the whole thing of it.
That type of thing, from start to finish, the pre-production, the filming, the editing process, that type of thing.
As far as it goes, for Scooter McGruder, I'll tell you how we did that one.
Okay, that'll be good.
Again, I had, I talked about, not having roles, as many as was out there, and so I wrote this entire script I wrote, and it's got, believe it or not, 45 speaking actors in the film. There are 45 roles in this movie. I wanted to give everyone a chance to be on screen and deliver a line and get their name in the credits that I could. That was the whole point to it. Now, this film is an independent film, but unlike 95% of what's coming out there, this is actually a comedy. This is a romantic comedy, and there's very few of those from what I see being released in the independent
side. Independent film? Yeah.
Right. So this is a romantic comedy. It's for ages 5 to 95. It's going to be a very funny film. First thing we did was write the scripts. Got the script done. And a good friend of mine told me once, write the story. And the guy that told me that was the guy that put me in his movie first. That first movie I got pulled out of the sidewalk on. He said, don't worry about this and that, just write the story. So I wrote the story, and it involved a lot of characters. And I went, that's too many. And a lot of people said, you can't make a movie like that, it's too many. But it told the story. So when I got to go and doing it, first thing is write the script. You got to do it. People want to make a film. They're like, I could write a script, but don't. Just sit down and do it. It doesn't matter what format it's in. You can find somebody to help you put it in proper, quote-unquote.
In the right format. Yeah.
But it starts with writing the story. So people, if you want to do this, literally sit down and write the foolish story. If you don't write it, it's never going to get made. I wrote this, and after that comes, you know, pre-production. On that side of it, that requires a lot of writing, and then you've got to do some, you know, think about the casting. So the casting is next. You need to have the cast in place. So I went to a very nice hotel, brand new hotel, and for very little money, $185, I was able to rent two giant rooms in that hotel, and not rooms that you sleep in, but you know, event rooms, event hall rooms.
Yeah, a bunch of rooms.
$185 for an entire day, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And the place was brand new. It looks gorgeous. So all these people coming to the place, very little money outlaid. These people walking in going, wow, this must be.
Yeah, and that's impressive for someone that wants to be a part of a movie to come into a setting like that.
Right, and you could see it when they walk through the door. You could see they're like, wow, this is wow. And it's nice because that brought out the absolute best in what, you know, what they were going to give us. We had over 100 people show up for that audition, and out of those 100 people, I would say about 90 of them were actually actors. You know, we only got a few people off the street that wanted to just come in and try and be an extra in a movie. So to get a thing like that way up here in Maine, to get over 90 talented actors coming in, it was a blessing and a nightmare, because for casting, you want to cast the right person. But we ended up sometimes with 6 and 7 people that were perfect for one role. So picking.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
you did the right thing. thank you. It was tough, though, because when we made that final choice, it's like, wow, these other girls are just as good, or these other guys are just as good. It was very difficult, but that's a good thing to have. When you've got to fight between 6 or 7 people for one role that are that good, then you know you're going to get the best of the best.
Yes, yes. And, yeah, of course, those are tough decisions. It's a good thing you were able to make those tough decisions as opposed to not having enough.
We made sure that there were 5 people on the board so that there couldn't be any ties.
smart move.
There you go.
Now, see, that's awesome. When people are coming out for an audition and you have a wonderful place to go to for an audition, people will take that seriously. And they will, you know, take a look at that, you know, as opposed to, oh, I can skip this one. And that was one of the ones they would have to choose to go and, you know, show their talent.
Yep. Mm. Now, we filmed this entire movie. I know you guys haven't seen it, but you will. We filmed this entire movie on a budget of less than $5,000. So the next step after, got the whole thing done. And it's,
that is
believe
awesome.
Me, well, when you see this, there's some really good acting in this film. Sure, it's an independent film. Sure, it's not a Hollywood blockbuster. But I guarantee you, when people see this film, they're going to go, wow.
It sounds like you hit the right market. Never mind, a romantic comedy? Come on, that's like one of the big heavy hitters in the film industry.
I'm really looking forward to the premiere. There's a lot of people. I mean, think about it, 45 cast members and, you know, 6 or 7 crew members. We have... We have 50 people just in the film, and if every one of those people brings, you know, their family, it'll be a great premiere. It really would. We're hoping
that
for the red carpet premiere, and get the red carpet out.
You're gonna have to perform.
Oh sure, definitely. I can definitely do that. Charlie will be an inside source because she's in the film.
She's a part.
She's got a part in the film, looking forward to having that premiere. Looking forward to seeing Charlie again too. So once you get past that part of the casting, then it's making sure you've got a good capable crew, and we had a great people doing the crew stuff, and they all did it for free, they all put 100% in, and so we put 100% into editing. We're hoping that we'll give you a good clean product you can watch and go, wow, now that was something for an indie film.
That's powerful.
That is so awesome. And in our chat room, she says, Scooter rocks.
There we go.
Yeah, Charlie's awesome.
Now, one thing that apparently, you know, I'm reading between the lines now. You know, for you to come off with a budget as low as you did and to come up with the talent that you had, and, you know, apparently things have must be working out pretty well as far as your overall schedule. you must be such a professional, endearing, talented man to make all this happen. And, you know, I would, you know, those are some of the things that I see from between the lines. I just want to share with those that are listening, because there's sometimes you can have a director that just doesn't get it, or he might have a different focus in theater as opposed to film, or there's different reasons for things not fitting well, but it sounds like things have been fitting well for you.
Wow. Thank you for the kind words. I'll do my best to live up to those.
But see, when you love it like you do, you know, that it shouldn't be too hard, because you're going to make sure that product is what you desire to see, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. I wanted to make people laugh. I wanted to make people – the thing most that I love to do is make people laugh, but I also like to make people, you know, jump and be scared or cry. You want to draw an emotion from somebody. And if you know
right.
me at all, you'll know, ask any of my friends. I love to laugh and I love to make people laugh. First time I ever met Charlie was on a set. We were on the set of Edge of Darkness with Mel Gibson. I was lucky enough to be Ray Winston, the co-star. I was lucky enough to be his stand-in and stunt double
awesome.
For the film. So I got to spend a lot of days literally talking to Mel and Ray. It was great. And I met her on that set, and within minutes, you know, we knew we were compatible as far as being friends and doing this thing. So I let her read my script, and she actually read the script for Scooter right there on the set, and she was laughing out loud. It was funny because she just burst out. She went over the corner. She burst out laughing, and people would look, you know, and I'm sitting over there thinking, this is great, because she's reading my script, and she's literally laughing out loud. So good stuff.
What a compliment. What a compliment.
That is. That is. Wow.
So now, what would be the other steps involved there with the film process? Now, where are we at now?
Once you get the crew and get everything, then you get the locations. Get all the locations, you know, set down. That took a lot of work. Tiff and Tiffany and a couple of her friends went around and got some nice locations. The ones they were too afraid to get, they sent me.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not afraid to walk up to you and go, hey.
it's not so hard saying hello, is it? Good place to start.
It is. You've got to be able to walk up to people and go, hey, can I do this? And, you know, it takes a certain amount of comfort level to do that. When you see this, you'll be amazed. We got to film inside a real food store, you know, a big shopping store, supermarket.
Okay.
IGA let us. I walked right up to the owner, and luckily it was a small town place, and he owned the place, and I said, hey, I'd like to film in here. And he goes, hey, that'd be great. Showed him a few pictures of the co-stars, and he was like, oh, yeah, let's do this. So we got this.
Very resourceful. You hear that, Mountain Man?
I'm sorry?
I said he's very resourceful. Do you hear that?
Yeah, he is very resourceful. And I can't believe how resourceful he is.
We got that, we got a stretch limo. You're going to see a stretched Hummer limo in this film in two or three scenes. We got a company to donate that for the film, so didn't have to pay for that. And we're putting their name, of course, up in the credits. We've put their names up on our website.
Absolutely.
We did a lot of that. So, you know, when you want to get something, you spread wealth, you know, say, hey, if you'll let me do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And that'll get people out to see the film as well, you know. And when you feel like you're part of something happening, you want to be supportive of it as well as see it, to see, you know, what part you play.
Mm.
So, and you know, it's I was just reading Charlie's sending all kinds of messages, so it's kind of funny.
She's a busy one, huh?
She is.
She is very busy in this chat room tonight.
I'll tell you, within three minutes of meeting her, I just knew she was pretty awesome. So, and now she's got this radio show going with you amazing guys helping her out. She's kicking butt. That's what she's doing. So, yeah, I can't wait. Now,
Charlie and I have only been face-to-face once, but we've been in contact ever since, though.
Nice. That's awesome.
And she is an awesome, awesome person you guys will ever meet, because I've worked with her myself, and in another way, and she's just awesome.
Yes, she is.
Oh,
yeah.
The plane is there, huh? Well, good luck, Charlie. Hope you get home safely.
Oh, boy.
That was in our chat room.
So, I see Ordinary Woman is on, but Corporate Power is like, is Corporate, I got to figure out who Corporate Power is. It's the same, it's, was she talking to herself? Are you guys talking to her? I got it.
Well,
no,
I think it's Mountain Man, he's got something there he's looking at.
Okay, so one of you guys is typing to her, and she must be Corporate Power out there typing back.
Yes, Mountain Man / Chris, that is me. I am actually
okay.
Ordinary Woman. In that
there
spot
you go.
Tonight.
Okay, got it.
And she's actually a guest, and she's under the Corporate Power name.
Got
so.
It. Got it. Well, Charlie,
sorry to
thanks
let that
for having me on the show tonight. We love you.
Sorry to let that little secret out there, Charlie. But just to get up, get everyone.
Marketing doesn't hurt. It usually helps.
She is corporate. Hear her roar. So, yeah. once you get, she's awesome. Once you get to that stage where you've got all the sets, you know, located, then it's a matter of the tough part, the really tough part is the backbone, and that was the scheduling. And we had Blythe Pistol, a very, very talented actress, / writer, / crew person. Blythe was amazing. She was able to take, her and Tiff were able to take all those people, put them together, and put together a schedule for when people would be on the set. So the first week was tough because we had to send out and try and get things going. But once the ball got rolling, it was nice. Once people understood, you know, we only have a week, maybe two at the outside to give you a heads up. We got everything in line. We only had to have a couple of people replaced in the film due to the scheduling conflicts. And so we were, you know, it went off very, very well considering we had that many people. Think about this. You got to schedule 45 people plus the crew, so 50 people, to shoot throughout a three-month span, a four-month span of shooting on weekends and whatnot.
Time management at its best.
I'll tell you, that was the toughest part of the film was that, and thanks so much we had Blythe and Tiffany involved with doing that, and anyone else who helped in that. If I'm forgetting a name, you know, thank you to whoever that was, but that's the toughest part is the scheduling. Once you get the scheduling done, then it's just a matter of showing up on the set, smiling, and getting the shots done. So there you go from there. But, yeah, if you want to get into film, really, just pick up a newspaper, get online, and punch in, Google in, open auditions. That's all you got to do. You hit that, and boom, all kinds of open auditions will come up across the United States. You know, hopefully you can find something in your area. Just get out there and do it.
Yeah, and thank you for that, Bill, because, you know, sometimes people wonder, you know, how to get started, never mind what's involved. And, you know, just you going through the, you know, the proverbial event line of how things happen, You know, give some clarity to the whole process.
Yes, and if you want to get involved in Freight Train Films, I have a website, and I update that thing three or four times a week, so it's constantly updated. And we're going to be putting up casting calls and audition notices very soon for some upcoming projects. So
okay,
if anyone
you
out there
share that website with us then.
It's
FreightTrainFilms.com. It was named Freight Train Films because a good friend of mine who co-stars in the film, Vanessa Novak, very talented actress, very positive, fun, happy person to be around. She plays Elizabeth in the film. We were talking one night and, you know, she was reading a script of mine and she's like, boy, this thing, once she read the script, she said, once you get into this script, I couldn't put it down. It just grabbed a hold of me and shoved me. And I was like, yeah, kind of like get on a freight train. I can't get off. She goes, yeah. And then we looked at each other. And we both went Freight Train Films at the same time out loud. And the name was born. So my scripts, whether they're laughing or scaring or making you cry, they're going to hit you like a freight train. That's the whole point.
Yeah, you just evoking those emotions from whoever's viewing is what it's all about. That way they can really enjoy and be entertained, never mind.
So if you want to see what's coming, we have photos and trailers and things. It's www.freighttrainfilms.com. And, you know, please stop by and check us out. Since I took over the website in February, we're already up over 12,500 hits. So I'm pretty happy. We're getting some great traffic on the site.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
I know that,
and that's what you like. What was that, Mountain Man?
Yeah, and I know that we will get that up on our website as well. For those who are interested, we will put that up on our website.
Oh, great. Thank you.
As soon as possible. So if you folks that are listening in our chat room, because our chat room just dwindled from a lot of people, but that's beside the point, we will put that up on our website, and I will make sure to let Charlie know that and make sure that we get that up on our website. I know it's on our homepage on our Blog Talk Radio, I believe. It's up there right now, but I will make sure to get that up there and posted as soon as we can.
Well, I'll reciprocate, buddy, Mountain Man. I'll you do that, I'll put your link on my site, and then people can go visit. And all those people that are hitting my site, they'll come and check you out, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome if you could do that. And anybody who is listening, just look us up, and we'll be glad to have you on our show. And you can also send us some info at the website that we had given earlier, which will be given out shortly again, which is...
Go ahead there, Mountain Man.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead, Roderick.
Oh, I was going to just ask Bill one additional question in regard to this. Is there any social networking page that you might be, you might have a fan page by any chance?
Oh, on Facebook, yes. I have a Facebook fan page. I have a, I've been lucky. I've got my page on Facebook, and anyone's welcome to friend me. I'll be glad to friend people on.
Okay.
I'm getting close to 1,000 friends at this point, so that's been awesome. But I also have a fan page on Facebook that I opened up because someone said, hey, you should make a fan page. That way, if people at your site gets full, they can go to that. And so I did. And then, like 3 months later, somebody else opened up another fan page for Bill McLean, which was awesome. And the guy's name is Tim Anders. Tim is a very talented actor here in New England, big guy. And he's actually in Scooter Magruder, and he's going to be working with me in another film called Red Shirt, a horror film that will put the scare back into horror. That's the whole point, is to scare you. And Tim, Tim started another fan site for me, and so, yeah, there's plenty of places to say hey, and I'd be glad to talk to anybody that wants to friend me.
Yeah, it looks like I got some clicking to do on my Facebook page.
We all have some clicking to do on our on our pages as well. So
there you go.
It's awesome. So any other good happenings you got going on, Bill?
We have, to get to the site, we have a lot of stuff coming up. This year was amazing for me. I got more phone calls offering me roles in films this year. This year I did not go to one single audition, not one, but I was able to star in and appear in 6 different films. It was a great
year. Well, see, that's awesome. I love that. You know, that you're sharing that, because it's not always about auditions, but it seems like you can get personal calls, and never mind, you might even get cast so long as you're, what's the saying, available, and that really works out better.
Yeah, I mean, auditions are a big part of it, and especially at the beginning. You'll go to 100 and get 3 jobs, so don't get discouraged. That's the nature of the beast. It's designed to grind up and spit you out. Only the top is going to make it. That's the whole point to film. But go to these auditions. You got to go to them. But, yeah, this year was great because a lot of people that had seen my work decided they wanted me a part of their project. And a very fortunate year this year for me, and I, I thank everyone that has worked with me this year for being so kind as to putting me in their projects from one type to another. I got to do acting, got to do some production, got to do some filming, great stuff.
Well, you know, I would have to say this, but it's an indication of your talent and your resolve, and never mind providing a way of telling the story in a way that is sought, and you apparently can deliver.
Again, thank you for the kind words, man. I won't be able to walk through the door when I'm off this show.
Oh, boy. No, we appreciate you more than we can say. We must give you your appreciation now.
Well, thank you. And if you think I'm doing well right now, I'm doing nothing compared to my son. My son Benjamin turned 17 this year, and he has already starred in a couple of films from other people. And he's
nice.
Like Scooter Magruder. He plays the bad guy, the lead bad guy in the film. It was great to be on a set and going toe-to-toe with my son, because I don't know if any of you have seen his stuff yet, but you'll see him on my site. When Ben gets into a scene, you better hope that you're a good, competent actor, because he will walk all over you. He can feel a scene in seconds. I'll tell you what, I got into a scene with him, and I'm like, he's taking my thunder. He's actually in the scene. What the heck?
Oh, my goodness, his son is delivering. Listen at this.
I'll tell you what, he's got so much presence. When you see him, you will remember his role for the rest of your life. If you remember nothing else about the film, you will remember Freddy, the evil paper boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
He's got a pivotal presence, it sounds like.
Yes, he's got an incredible presence on screen. In photos, too. I mean, you'll see some of the pics on the set. When you see the film, it's undeniable. The kids, and it's not because he's my son. It's great that he's my son. But I'll tell you, when I start worrying about staying in a scene with somebody, that person's got some innate talent, you know. It's and actors love that. Some of the other actors on the set, like Michael Best, I got Michael into the film. He plays my best friend in the film. His name is Jeff in the film. And Michael did such a great job as being Jeff, and so funny. Dude, I could barely stay in any scene. Any given scene with Jeff, he would just almost take over the scene. Guy's amazing talent. And it played well. Because you'll have to see it, the contrast in us. When you cast, you always want to contrast the two buddies as, you know, dark hair, light hair, that kind of thing. And the the fact that he could just steamroll me in a scene worked to our advantage, because it made it that much funnier, you know?
Yeah, that kind of character development is awesome when, you know, you're not so much mirroring each other, but you got some contrast there that makes the chemistry work better.
Absolutely. Well, Mike is a theater guy, and I picked him. He's one of the guys who came through the door and said, hey, I'm going to try out for this movie, and he blew us away. And Mike is a theater actor. He's been on stage for many, many, many years, and I'll tell you, some of the best actors out there, if you can get them, are stage people. If you can get them in a film, it's easy to tone them down and make them run film. It's so different. It's very, very different from stage to film, but... Michael Best is
it's easier to bring the energy down as opposed to bringing it up.
Yes, exactly.
Now, here's my question. I don't know if we talked about this earlier, but what if somebody wants to get into this type of stuff? What would you give? What kind of advice would you give for those people who want to really get into acting and stuff like that?
If they really want to get into acting, I hope it's because they want to enjoy it. If they take it seriously, like it's a career, it's a job, and it's either make it break or not, that has crushed a lot of people. That is, you know, the system chews up a lot of people like that. Because your chances of making it, if you don't enjoy what you're doing, they're pretty slim. So I would say, first of all, if you want to be an actor, that's great. Please enjoy it. Enjoy every aspect of it, because when you get on a set, you know, you get hired for the film, you get to the set, you're going to sit on that set for 6 or 7 hours, then they're going to throw you in front of the camera for 10 minutes, then you're going to sit around for another hour or two. It's a whole lot of non-glamorous waiting, so it's not something you want to get into unless you really, really enjoy trying to make people laugh or being around people or, you know, being a positive influence on the set. So if you're that kind of person, get in there and do it. You know, if you want to have a good time, that's the only time that I would say, you know, go into acting. It's going to be a tough road for some people. For other people, they walk right in and like, look, I mean, like, look at me, it's ridiculous. I got three roles without even auditioning off the bat, and then I had to go do a lot of auditions, and I didn't get hired for a lot of projects. But if you don't fit the bill, it's not because you're not a good actor. It's because they're looking for someone taller, shorter, thinner, fatter. You know, it's not personal. It's just part of the system.
Yeah, because I know...
Very good point. Very good point.
Yeah, it is a good point, because I know I'm a person with a disability here, and I've had my disability for all my life, and I know Charlie had tried to encourage me to go for an audition or something, but I have very little stage time. I've done a couple of little small skits where I was living at one point, but that was it. But she says, oh, you should go and look at a couple of audition things. And I was like, I really wasn't in the mood for it, but I also have to look at to the point where I have to look at how I'm going to get to there and back, because I use public transportation a lot myself. So
yes,
it's like
yes.
A lot of these things I have to look at myself in. She is a great person, and I love her for all that she does. And she's tried to help me to get out there, and I'd like to get out there a little bit here and there, but I wanted to kind of figure out, okay, how am I going to do this? What do I need in order to do this?
Yep.
And that's kind of where that question...
No, that's a good question. All you really need is the drive to do it, to get on. Get online, go to Google or whatever search engine you use and punch in open auditions. If you live in Massachusetts, punch in auditions, Massachusetts. And anything that's coming up, it'll literally spit right out on your computer screen. I went a step further. I took the Google that I have, and there's this cute little thing in Google that's called Google Alerts. And if I can figure out how to do it, anybody can, because I'm not great on the computer. Go to Google, sign in, sign up for Google Alerts, and go in there, and you can punch in terms like open audition. Punch that in and send it out, and the computer, all by itself, will send you emails every time someone punches, adds something to a computer that says open auditions. I've gotten audition information from people that didn't put it up there for the general public, because they don't realize when you put something online, it's online. And I did that once, called a guy, and he went, how did you get this number? I said, it's online. He goes, no, it isn't. I said, yeah, it is. I got it right here on the site. And he was like almost upset that I was calling about this, because he wasn't ready for it. But
wow.
Google Alert put me onto it. And I explained this, and I said, look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you, but it's already online. That's why I'm calling. He goes, well, I'll tell you what, I think about it. If you've got that kind of drive, and I just, you know, my partner just put that up 10 minutes ago, I guess I haven't had to talk to you. So
yeah, part of why that system can be that internet.
Yeah.
Get you exactly what you're looking for.
Tell you what.
Wow.
And it's all the keywords. If you punch them in with specific words, put them in quotations, it's easy. Get on the Google site and Google Alerts. It'll explain the whole thing. Just be prepared, because when I did that, I got up the next morning and I had 37 emails on my email. I was like,
wow.
Are you kidding me?
I'm about to give that a try.
But it was great, because there's 37 chances for me to get a part.
Yep.
That is awesome.
That you probably would not have otherwise been aware of.
Right. And by the way, you're the first people I've ever actually shared that with. So anyone out there listening, that was my secret until just a few moments ago.
See, and that just goes to show that, you know, talking to on this show, Diamond in the Rough with you know, an ordinary woman is the place to be listening.
That's right.
With your regular host, Charlie, and the Mountain Man.
Right.
Yeah, we are on an awesome show.
Mountain
yes.
Man, are you based in Massachusetts?
Yeah, I'm based in Lowell, Massachusetts.
No way, Lowell.
And,
no way, get out. Do you watch The Bob Show?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever watched The Bob Show? It's public access.
No,
no,
I haven't.
You need to get on the Bob
Show.
No,
I haven't.
It's a sketch comedy, and they invite me down there all the time. I've been on, I don't know, like 15 shows now.
Oh, my
goodness. In fact, I'm heading down there next weekend to shoot a Bob Wars. It's a parody of Star Wars, and I'll be playing Qui-Gon Jinn. Well, his character, Qui-Gon Jinn. So it should be a lot of fun. My son will be on the show as well. You get a chance to see Ben going in there and ripping up other adults as a kid. He's been on the show several times.
Ripping up other adults.
Yeah, they love Ben because they could throw him into a scene and he just goes with it. He just walks in and
oh my goodness,
better
he
be
throws
on
himself into it, apparently.
He does. This kid shows up when he steps onto the set. Look out. But yeah, it's a Bob Show. You got to get on there, Mountain Man, and watch the Bob Show because I'll be down there in Lowell shooting that very soon.
Got to check that Mountain Man. I may have to do that myself.
There you go. If you give me a contact.
I was just going to ask you.
Go ahead, Mountain Man.
I was just going to ask where would I be able to find that link? Or
you can go online to www.thebobshow.com. It's one word, thebobshow.com. And it'll come up. You can watch all kinds of episodes. It's all sketch comedy. I'm in a lot of the shows, but Bob was around 2 years before I got down there, and I've been working with him for about a year and a half, and I've gotten back into it recently. It's called The Bob Show. You can find it online, but it also plays in Lowell on public access television, and that's on the site. It tells you what times they play, so you can watch it live on TV. I've gotten a lot of people on The Bob Show. Bob says, hey, Bill, I need this person. I'll reach out and touch somebody and go, hey, you want to be on a TV show? And they generally go, yes. So
here we go, Mountain Man.
There you go. If I think you have the talent, I will put you on the show if Bob needs you, you know. So it's you got to get into that show and watch it. It's very funny. A lot of sketch comedy. Bob McCarthy is the guy that runs the show. And when he named it, he named it The Bob Show because it's just funny. It sounds funny. And he's had a lot of really big-time people on his show. He just did an interview with the Fighter cast and crew. He had Christian Bale on his show. He had another guy on his show. So there's some serious talent there, plus there's some great sketch comedy. I mean, Bob just wants to have fun. He's a great, amazing person to have fun with. So we get along really well.
That is awesome.
And
I know.
And great in Lowell.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm on the South Shore myself, but Mountain Man, that's so much closer to you.
That is. I'll have to look it up.
Man. Mountain Man, you're from Lowell. Are you familiar with Market Street?
Yeah.
Okay. Lowell Telecommunications Center is right on Market Street. That's where we film the box.
Oh, the LTC. Okay,
that's right,
yeah.
LTC. So, LTC. Now, in fact, if you want, I can talk to Bob and see if I can get you on the next show as far as, you know, you do the radio stuff. Maybe we could have you on and do something to help out the Blog Talk Radio, you know, or Charlie or anybody.
We'll have to talk to Charlie about that, and you can send us a blurb about that to the Ordinary Woman website.
Right.
And I'll be able to click off of that. So I can be able to find that information. And
yeah, that's
because
awesome.
Because I really...
I'll keep you updated on it. Hey, I just want to take a quick
second.
That
would be awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like a connect to me.
Yeah, it's a good connect. Hey, I wanted to shout out to a friend of mine. I've got a lot of people tuning in now. I've been
seriously
working the board. And there's someone out there from Maine. She's an aspiring actress. Her name is Nicole Vangeli. And Nicole is listening to your show at this moment. She just told me so online. So I want to say, hey, Nicole, thanks for your support. We love you. She's a young lady.
Well, hello from everyone from Maine.
There you go. We do a lot of internship when we do a film. When we shot Scooter McGruder, we had 4 or 5 high school interns on the set that were just, they couldn't believe that they were being on a film set, being a part of the making the film. And I mean being a part of it. We let them hold the boom mic. We let them help out with moving stuff around. They were amazing. Nicole
awesome.
Is one of those.
That is awesome. And I know I know another person who lives up in the Maine area, I believe, Shelly Nunchucks.
That's right, Shelly. Shelly's my sister. Shelly's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. It's a small world.
Shelly is an awesome, awesome woman. I absolutely love her.
Well,
she's
if you love her,
awesome...
you're going to love this next little bit of information. Shelly is the other game show contestant in the scene with Charlie.
Oh, come on.
No way. I'm
wow.
Serious. You're going to see... You're going to see Charlie and Shelly in the same exact scene with another very talented stage actor named Dwayne, and they are in the game show, the first game show on the, in the film. So you'll get to see Shelly in the film in Scooter, and she's got some speaking lines, and we loved her to death. She has that Boston accent because she just moved up to Maine, and one of her lines in the film is, "By the cars!" And she says it just like that. I laughed. The audience laughed so hard. It was awesome. And she's just amazing, amazing woman. Yeah, she lives up here in Maine now.
Wow, she's just an awesome person. And I hope she, if she is listening, I hope she will call in.
Absolutely.
The numbers are 1-347-989-1473. Or if it's a toll call, you can call 1-877-907-7217, and you can call into the show and talk to us, or just listen to the show.
Now, Mountain Man, you gotta send out that question. Now, I remember last week the question was, what was your favorite, I guess, guilty pleasure or favorite meal or something?
Oh, what was our favorite food? What was my favorite food?
What was your favorite food? There we go. And some person gets that. Now, I wonder who that person was.
I wonder who that person was, too. And this is something that we've, for Bill, this is something that we've just started because we started up the show again last week. And the top... The conversation, one of the questions was, can you guess Mountain Man's favorite food? And it was kind of a hard one, but Charlie and I did figure out how to give a guess out there. And this week's question, which I never got out, and I should have, because that probably would have brought more people or kept more people into our room, was who can guess what my favorite TV show was? Or, excuse me, not was, is.
Is, okay.
And that's
better.
And I apologize because I had to rethink that one because I always go the wrong way with it. So.
Well, at this point, we can use that until the end of the show, but that, timing is always good, and this is certainly a good time, of course.
Hey, can I take a shot at that?
You certainly can.
Nice. I just got to ask one question. How old are you?
I am 35.
Thanks for
sharing.
I'm 42. I had to think about that. I'm 42. You're 35. You're 35. Your favorite TV show. I'm going to take a guess, and I'm going to say currently. This is currently. I'm going to go with CSI. That's my guess.
That is a good guess, but that's not my ultimate favorite show.
Oh,
close though. Good.
That's close. That is very close. And for those who would like to call in and give their shot at the question, you will also, if you do guess the correct answer, you will also get 15 minutes to do your own little show on our show. So
nice.
you will get like 15 minutes of fame on our show.
That's awesome. You guys,
so,
get calling. Do this.
That's
thing.
Right. This is your opportunity to be an internet blog talk radio personality.
Yeah, superstar.
Yes.
Bring it.
Yes. Bring it is
yes,
right.
It, bring it on. So, but I'll have to say this. There was somebody last week, and I wasn't going to say anything, but somebody did give some good responses to this week's question. And I don't know who it was.
You mean
I
last
think
week's
somebody,
question?
No, to this week's question. Because
oh,
we posted,
okay.
We at the end of the show, of last week's show, we had also put out for the next show, this will be the question, and I had forgotten to put out that starting this year, we are going to try to guess what my favorite so-and-so is. And I had put out, okay, let's, for this show tonight, we were supposed to have put out, who can guess what my favorite TV show is? And then we forgot all about it until you reminded me, Roderick, which was awesome.
Okay.
So.
Yeah,
so somebody
I
kind of
thought about
guess,
it because I got last week's question.
Yes,
after
you did.
Several attempts now, I did finally get the answer.
Yes, you did, after many, many attempts. And I appreciate all those people in last week's show and on our blog. At our chat room, we had an awesome time.
That was
so,
a lot of fun.
That was. Now, I know we still have Bill on the line, and I apologize, Bill, for taking a few minutes there. But anything else you'd like to share with us?
It's your show, so
Bill.
That's a good thing. Yeah, what?
I was asking, is there anything else that you would like to share with us? Because plenty of time. We still got about.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of time.
Well, great.
We got plenty of time still.
There is some things I'd like to tell you about. If people can go to the site, freighttrainfilms.com. What you'll be pretty amazed. There's a tab on the front page that says, I've got several tabs on the front page, like a navigation bar. And you click on them, take you to different pages on the site. One of them is future projects. And when you click on that tab, it'll take you to a page that's got some... I like to put music on some of the pages, so it's not totally boring. I think there's some music on that one. But you go to that page, and you'll see all the films that are coming up here in New England that I know about or that Freight Train Films are involved in coming up in the next year or two. So that's a great insight to everyone that's listening. If you want to be part of a film and you want to know what's going on, check that page regularly because it tells you about different... And it's got all the films, different genres. I put the film, the genre. So if you're a horror fanatic, there's two or three on there, like Vampire. Vampire will put the scare back into vampire films. None of that silly, shiny skin crap that you saw for the... I mean, they targeted that audience of 12 to 16-year-old girls, but mine, there's an audience of guys out there that... guys and women that just love to be scared crapless by a truly scary undead vampire. So this script will do that. This film will do that. We got Vampire coming up. We've got Red Shirt. And Charlie knows all about Red Shirt because Charlie watched my 3.5-4 minute clip online, and it creeped her out so bad she said she turned all her lights on, locked all her doors. And Charlie's a tough girl. Okay, Charlie's a tough girl. She and there's no violence on it whatsoever, but I scared her so bad, she literally sent it to her son out in L.A. at like 2 in the morning, and he watched this clip at 2 a.m. in his dorm, and it turns out he was mostly alone in the dorm. He ended up turning off his lights on and locking his doors. He called her up and said, Mom, are you trying to freak me out? So that's funny stuff. But
wow.
Red Shirt, just gauging by that one little clip that I did and got to go to L.A. for and work with After Dark Films, 8 Films to Die For, just from that one clip that got me to L.A., that should tell you how scary this film is going to be, because when I wrote the script, it was due to the huge volume of people saying, when is this movie coming out? I had so many, literally over 1,000 people wrote me and said, when is this movie coming out? I want to see it. I decided I'd better write a script.
That's great. You got a nice buzz going on there where people are certainly interested.
You betcha. And
wow.
The red shirt's going to be coming very soon. In fact, I'm proud to announce that very soon in the near future, you will see the official trailer for Red Shirt, starring Bill McLean, Monique Dupree, America's Black Screen Queen. She's the original Gata, and she's proudly announces that she's America's Black Screen Queen, and she co-stars in the film. She's a big ticket name. I've also got Eileen Daly involved. She's Britain's Screen Queen. If you're in England or Britain, all over Britain, everyone knows this woman. She's coming all the way to Maine to shoot this film with us. And I've got some other screen queens. We've got Sarah Nicklin involved. We've got Michelle Shields is going to be involved with this project. And we're in talks with another huge name, but I don't want to release it until we know we have it. So
I got a print from that page, actually.
What's that?
I say I got a print from that page. I see another interesting title called The Stalker.
Yes. That's out. You can watch the trailer for that. That trailer's out. And
all right.
I'm going to tell you, you're going to be surprised because that's Freight Train Films and Arch Enemies, Carrie and Nate LeChant, and the Main Studios. The three of us got together and collaborated. How do you like that? We collaborated on a film here in May, and three different entities got together. Watch the trailer. It's only a minute long, but I'm going to tell you what. If you think that it doesn't look like Hollywood quality, then you can punch me in the face because that trailer will blow you away. It is that
We got some things happening in Maine, it looks like, huh?
Yeah. When you
watch
the trailer, you're going to be
awesome.
Like, I'm telling you, when you watch that trailer, you're going to be like, holy crap, that looks like coming out of Hollywood. It does. Yeah, I'd encourage everyone to check that out. It's The Stalker. It's on my page. There's a link to it. I don't know the link off the top of my head, but if you go to Freight Train Films and click on that page, you know, there's a link to The Stalker on one of my pages on that site. It's on the movie clips. Click on the movie clips.
I think it's on the Future Projects link.
Yeah, it mentions it, but I don't know if I put the link on there. There's an actual
link to the
trailer. There's an actual link to the trailer on the movie clips page. So click on the movie clips tab, and there will be a literal thing that takes you directly to it. And you're welcome to share that clip if you'd like to. It's Arch Enemy's project. They hired me and the Main Studios on to make the project happen. And I got to tell you, what an amazing collaboration. When you watch the trailer, it's Hollywood grade. That trailer will blow you away, guaranteed. I play the bad guy, and I also play the good guy. You'll see me in one quick clip where we're walking the main actress down a hotel hallway. You'll see me behind her. But then I play most of the bad guys grabbing the women and doing terrible things. I doubled in that for the trailer, but pretty amazing trailer.
Yeah, I would like to inject, though, you know, how you work on your own projects. But one thing I've found is how when you're working with others and you see their talent and the fact that you can get that chemistry going together, like you said, Arch Enemy, Freight Train, and Main Studios, the dynamic of the group working together, like you say, collaborating. How about commenting on how you guys work together?
I'll tell you what. I'd heard a lot of horror stories about different film companies working together, and I'm talking throughout New England, not just Maine. But up here in Maine, I've heard a lot of horror stories about, you know, this film company hates this film company, and you know, they won't work together because everyone's out for themselves, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'll tell you what, I had a film company come. I went to one of their auditions. I tried out for one of their films, and they hired me. Then they discovered that I owned a film company. They didn't know that. They hired me on my acting talent. And they were surprised. They were surprised that I would work with them like that. And I'm like, it's not about me. It's not about my company. It's about us. It's about, this is about getting New England on the map. So I don't care who I have to work with to do that. If I can get, if I can get New England on the map as far as being taken seriously in film, for indie film and whatever, that's my ultimate goal. I want to get jobs here in Maine and New England for people who want to do this. And the only way to do that is to be successful. I don't care who I have to work with to do it, as long as they're professional and, you know, fun to be around. So we got the collaboration. Once the collaboration started, it was like word crept out. holy crap, these two are working together. Then someone else jumped on board, and they were like, oh, wow, well, if you're working with him, then I'll work with you. And it became, hey, if you're working with that guy, I guess I could do that. So it worked out really well because the main studios, well, they're on great terms with everybody. But there's a lot of different companies out there that may or may not be on great terms with certain people. And that's just, if you can get past that, you know, and that happens. If you can get past that, you can make some amazing things happen. Like up here in Maine, DeBacco Films, DiBacco, DeBacco Films, they're an amazing film company up here in Maine. To date, are the only one that has successfully made and distributed worldwide a feature film. It's called Willow's Way. It's in 75 countries. And DeBacco, we finished filming last fall on a film. They gave me a lead role in called Back to the Beyond. It's a ghost story. It's a little bit of a sci-fi ghost hunter story. People love ghost hunters. And that film will be out very soon. It's scheduled to finish editing, I think, this week. So that film will be coming very soon that I'm in. And it was great working with them because he'd heard about my other projects and he got involved and he directed the trailer for The Cloning for me. And he's trying to get funding for me for that movie. He owns his own film company. He's trying to get funding for my film company to make this film. He's so to do it. I said, if you can get the funding, you know, more power to you, boss.
Financing is key, you know.
Yes, that's the key. So he'll be directing. His name is Kevin DeBacco. He'll be directing The Cloning. I'd like to say a hi to David Miller. And David Miller is a very talented young man that just came out of college here in Maine. And he just directed the trailer for Red Shirt. And when you see this trailer, I think it's going to scare the living crap right out of you. David knew what he was doing. He had a great crew. The Maine Studios came through. The Maine Studios has the best crew I've worked with in New England, period. And I love other people, love working with them, but when you work with this crew, Monique Dupree came all the way up. We flew her in. She came all the way up from Maryland and then flew her back to North Carolina, just to be in this trailer for free. And when she was done, she couldn't say enough about the crew that she found up here in Maine. She said, I got a new film family up in Maine. She said that we were one of the most professional crews she'd ever worked with. And that made me feel really good because it's not my crew. That's John's crew, John Seymour at the Maine Studios. John has an amazing talent pool of young people who are passionate about film. I was so happy with them that I put a lot of their pictures on their website. If you go to the Red Shirt page that says Red Shirt behind the scenes page, there's two Red Shirt pages. One is the cast. The other one behind the scenes, the set pictures. Go to the set pics one. You'll hear the music from local talent, Danny Zygo, and you'll see all the actors that were involved in the actual shoot for the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see some of the crew people because I put them up. They were amazing. So.
Wow. Well, I'm going to have to give you a shout-out right now because obviously there's – many people just think that New York and L.A. is where things happen. But, you know, you're breaking that mindset, apparently, with, you know, giving exposure to New England, never mind Maine, as far as this particular collaboration that you've already set up. And never mind it's as produced. You know, it's just a matter of us just having the opportunity to entertain ourselves now.
Yeah, you got it. And I'll tell you, I'll bring anyone in. I'm not afraid to ask anybody to be on board. Right now, I can't say the name, but Maine Studios and Freight Train Films are working on a new film coming up called She Feast, and there's a clip to that on the page. The actual film, you can watch the entire film. It's a short film. It's 7 minutes. We entered into a competition. It was a horror film fest competition, and so we entered. John called me and said, Bill, will you be in this? And I helped him. I acted in it, and I helped a little bit on production side, but very little, and we won. We entered the contest, took first place. Apparently it was so well received, he put in another contest, and we won that one. It's been in two different festivals, and it's won both times. It's called She Feast, and we're talking to an A-list actor about doing the actual full-length feature film, and he's got the script in his hand as we speak. I just can't mention his name just yet. So hopefully we can get people like that involved, because once we do, you better look out. 2011, I think it'll be the year of Freight Train Films.
Yeah, you know, you're breaking the mold and people are taking attention, you know, observing and, you know, never mind, apparently moving on it. So, you know, much thanks to you.
I'm going to do the
much,
best
much
I can,
man. You are such an awesome and amazing person, Bill. You are amazing. And I know Charlie did not, she couldn't talk enough about you with me before the show tonight. So
awesome.
I can tell you're an amazing, amazing person.
Thank you.
Yeah,
sir.
And Bill, when I did my homework, when I did my little homework here to find out about you, it's like, oh, my goodness, 20 years in the business. And we haven't even talked about some of the acting credits and some of the other actors you've actually worked with. Like, what is it, Blair Underwood, Bill Gibson? I'm sure the list goes on.
Yeah, I've been very
fortunate.
We've
got still some time.
Please share with us some of these actors and actresses that you've had the opportunity to share the screen with.
You mentioned Blair Underwood. I've got to tell you, one of the most gentlemanly, well-spoken, well-educated, genuine person I've ever met on set was Blair Underwood. He walked right up to me, started asking me questions about my weapons. I did a film with him called The Hit. It was originally titled Straight Out of Compton 2, and it was bought by a company and distributed, starring Blair Underwood and James Russo, and I got to work with both of those guys. And Blair was amazing, and I played a martial arts bodyguard in the film. I kicked a lot of butt, took a lot of names, and ultimately they ended up cutting. They ultimately ended up cutting all of my scenes out of the film because they cut all of the martial arts out of the film, which kind of sucked. But I got to work on the project, and Blair was so amazing to talk to. He treated me just like another human being. He was fascinated with the martial arts that I do. Because I actually do them when I'm not filming, and he was really awed by what I was doing, the weapons I was using, and it was great being on set with him, especially the fact that he would take that time. That was only my third film, and that he would take the time to talk to me like that, I was pretty impressed with it. That was my first major film. It was my big break. Even though they cut all my scenes, I got the credit for it. So on the IMDb, I'm listed in the cast. And as you all know, Blair Underwood is currently playing the President of the United States in that show on TV right now. So
The Event?
The Event, that's correct. Biggest show on TV right now. And Blair Underwood's playing the President. And every time it comes on, my kids go, Daddy, you worked with him. So
doesn't that feel good?
It does. And I have a photo of me and him on the set, on the site. So if you go to Freight Train Films, you'll see a photo of me and Blair on the site.
Wow,
that
is awesome.
Terrible. You know, you had your skill with the martial arts, but for those that watch it, you know, we're impressed as well. You know, whatever a person's talent is, you know, you're joining a group of people, never mind you don't know, but when you see them perform, the excitement of that alone and just to be in their company is just awe-inspiring.
Yeah, you betcha. So, it was great working with Blair. James Russo was cool. He plays a gangster in every movie. His claim to fame is Beverly Hills Cop as Eddie Murphy's best friend that gets shot in the head in the beginning of the film. So James has done a lot of, Reservoir Dogs. He's done a lot of, he plays a lot of gangster types. Real tough guy. I've worked with Mel Gibson and Ray Winston. Both top-notch people. They were both very professional on the set. They were both incredibly nice to everyone on the set, including the extras. I was lucky to be an actor on that film, so I got to hang with the actors. But, Mel and I both went out of our way to talk to all the extras and make them feel comfortable. And I believe in doing that every time because without every single person on the set, there wouldn't be a film. Everyone's important in the film.
And I mean,
He's such an amazing actor. I actually like Mel Gibson because I've seen him in a lot of shows of his movies, and he's such an amazing actor. I would love to actually get.
And he said he's been to Maine once before. He came up. We were talking in front, under a light post on the set, and Mel goes, "So, yeah, I've been to Maine before. I filmed that one film." And I go, "Oh yeah, Man Without a Face." He goes, "Yeah, yeah. You know what I don't like about Maine?" I go, "What?" He goes, "The mosquitoes. They're friggin' huge." So I told him, I said, yeah, you know that they're the main state bird, right? And he looked at me kind of funny, and then Ray Winston started laughing because Ray knew I was joking. And Ray's from England, you know. He's, kid, that was pretty funny, kid. I tell us another one, kid. So for the whole time we were on the set, I had to amuse Ray Winston in his own voice. That's his voice, by the way. There was one point where Ray walked up to somebody and goes, hi, come here, kid. Look, hi, kid, do me. Look, kid does it better me than me. And it was pretty funny working with Ray. Me impersonating him the whole time I was on the set.
Right.
The two of them were sitting on a bench. This is my favorite story. This happened. Two of them were sitting on a bench. I'm standing in front of the bench. And Mel tells a joke, and it was pretty bad. It was a stupid joke. It wasn't funny. And Ray goes, hi, kid tells jokes. Ray, kid, tell us a joke, right? So literally, the first joke that popped off my mind was, okay, these two old guys are sitting on a bench. And then I realized there were two old guys sitting on a bench in front of me. One's Mel Gibson, and one's Ray Winston. Okay? So it came out of my mouth before I could even filter it. And I stopped and paused because I'm like, oh, God, I didn't just say that. Mel looked at me like, just beat me down. And Ray Winston's looking at me like, huh? He looks over at Mel. He goes, no. Kid's just joking with you. It's a real joke. Right, kid. He goes, tell the joke.
Wow.
So I finished telling the joke, and it really was a joke. And Ray laughed so hard he almost fell off the bench, and Mel laughed so oddly that I'd never heard a laugh like that. Mel Gibson's laugh is a little different. He laughed out loud, but it was kind of like this. He went, that was his laugh.
Oh, my goodness.
When he found it funny, he went,
wow.
And he did that twice. Later on, I did another joke, and he did the same thing. So it was a really cute, interesting, different laugh. But, yeah, that happened. I nearly got myself killed by the two leads in the film because of my mouth. But it wasn't
a joke. It's important for you to be yourself, apparently, because they really enjoyed the joke.
Yeah. My friends to this day are like, you did not do that. But yes, I did. And the only two people that can back me up are Ray and Mel, so...
the two right people, happens. Never mind.
I don't care if people believe me, it happens. So it's
too
good
much.
Stuff.
I love it. I love it.
But
that
yeah, I get
so
a little
awesome.
Crazy on the set. So, but yeah, working with them was great. I've worked with some other people, but it doesn't seem to matter who they are. They all seem to be really down to earth and nice. I haven't yet been on a set where I was with an actor that was, you know, holier than thou. I'm way above you. Step away from me. I've been lucky that way.
Yeah, you know, when acting like distant like that, it doesn't, you know, give you a good feel about what you're involved in. But when they do, you know, that's so encouraging to just continue and press on even harder.
Oh, you better believe it. I had 6 days on the set with Mel freaking Gibson and Ray Winston. How do you not do that? I mean, that's insane. Then they gave me a few extra days as an extra, and that's when I met the Charlie. So it worked out well.
See? That worked out really well.
Yeah. I didn't
that
even tell Charlie
awesome.
That I was doing that other thing. So it was nice.
So,
wow. I know we'll have
man,
to have
do we
you
have any
back.
Questions out there from our chat room or anything?
No. Basically, everyone's left our chat room. Once Corporate Power left, everyone left.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
goodness.
What the heck?
Wow. See how she is? In like a lion and out like a lamb.
Wow.
See? Very quietly.
like
that.
Well, I knew she had to catch.
People.
Yeah, she basically was chatting up a storm, and then once she went out, everybody just kind of dwindled out of there.
Well, you know,
but
she's amazing. She's like a force of nature, Charlie is, so you can't blame her.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
She's such an amazing woman. I'm telling you, she's one awesome woman there. She blows my mind, to be honest with you. Because
yep.
I've known
she's
her for
amazing.
A while, a long time now.
She's definitely she's definitely not an ordinary woman.
Yes, I certainly agree with that.
Oh,
extraordinary, never mind.
Exactly. She's fantastic, and I know we love her here at the show. And she's just an extraordinary woman. I mean, she has done a lot, and I know she's going to want you back on the show, Bill. And I know we are going to have you most likely back on the show at a later date, so you can keep us up to date on what is going on.
That would be awesome, man. I'll come back anytime you want me. And I'll be working with Charlie in the future. She's been wanting to do a film with me for a while and get a, you know, get a good role in a film. And unfortunately, on Scooter, I didn't have much, but I gave her what I had. But, yeah, I'm sure that Charlie and I will be working together extensively in the future. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't wait to.
It's been great talking to both of you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to have to certainly get on your fan page and never mind friend you on Facebook because I'm looking forward.
I just friended you, Bill, myself for my own page. So,
nice.
I mean, it's awesome. And I know I can't wait to even see the movie. Now, do you do a lot of horrors and stuff or...
No, I don't do a lot of horror. I try to do every genre. We were going after one of each genre. So that was my goal for Freight Train Films, to get people to take me seriously. If I could punch out a
covering all the bases.
Every genre, then I can show them I can do anything, or my team, we can do anything. And when I say I mean we, so I apologize. But I want to show people that Freight Train Films can do everything, and they'll hire us to do their film. Arch Enemy saw what we could do, and they hired me to do The Stalker. So, you know, it's starting to get the other people's films. There's a film coming up from John Depue called The Diner, and he's got a casting call coming up for it very soon. I've been invited to it, a special invitation by John. We're hoping to work together. He's a filmmaker out of New Hampshire, so I'm very excited about that. Very, very excited about that. So, just a shout out to John Depue. His film's going to be called The Diner. Very tense, very awesome, action-packed sci-fi thriller, so it should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to doing these things and looking forward to coming back on your show, guys.
That way we could have others, you know, on the show as well, I would hope, because you're certainly an awesome resource.
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you what, if you want someone and they're in my friends, I can get them for you.
I'm sure Charlie would appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, next time I come, maybe I could have a co. Maybe I could bring the co person with me.
That'd be great. That's a great idea.
There's some amazing talent up here, and you know, everyone wants to get their break. I'd love to get somebody else on the show, give them a shot at talking to people. There's some incredible talent coming out of Maine. You're going to see some names in the very near future, like Ashley St. Pierre. Probably the most talented female actress I've worked with in 10 years in the state of Maine. If you're familiar with Sarah Nicklin, who's now Sarah Reed, she's right on the same level, and Sarah Reed is an amazing actress. And this girl's only 23 years old. She's absolutely unstoppable. She's going to be in several of my features coming up. So you'll be hearing her name soon. You'll be hearing other names like Erin Macy, Vanessa Novak, Vanessa Lee, there's so many. Jessica Jakes, Jennifer Reddymarker. There's so many amazing actresses up here. Then you're going to hear actress names like Michael Best. Talk about a great name, huh? He's got the best name. Michael Best.
The best name of all, right?
You betcha. He's got the best name. Matt Delamater. Guys that I've worked with up here in Maine that when they step onto the screen, they just command your attention. Benjamin McClain. Yeah, he's a boy. But Ben McClain is going to knock people dead, I'm telling you. He's 17. He's a linebacker. He's only 140 pounds, soaking wet. And they put him on the front line on the football. Next year he's a senior. He was starting line this year on the football team. And he got 3 sacks and I don't even know how many tackles.
He's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, he does. He's a force of nature, that kid, so... Yeah, you'll be hearing some names come up. I'd be glad to bring some people on next time.
Well, that'd be great. I'm sure just let Charlie know what names and, you know, maybe it'd be great for scheduling for her as far as, you know, from show to show, week to week.
Yeah, you betcha.
Would be awesome.
I'd definitely help her out. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
No problem.
And we do have a question in our chat room for you, Bill.
Yay.
Here we go.
Why did you go into the acting career And do you think it was one of the best decisions in your life?
Now that's got to be someone like Nicole Vangeli calling in.
you got it.
This
you're good.
Why did I do that, Nicole? Because I've always wanted to make people laugh or have a good time. I've always wanted to be, I'm a middle child, so I was thrust into the middle of everything. Seven kids in my family. We were raised dirt poor. My father was an independent trucker, and all of us kids had to work weekends on farms and things to raise enough money to even, you know, buy groceries. So I came from nothing, and I remember that. And I just have always wanted to be, I've always been forced to be in the middle, and now I kind of want to be in the middle. I like attention. I really do. I'm an attention hound. Woohoo! Look at me.
Wow, wow. Sounds like somebody I know.
There you go. But I really want to make people laugh. I just want to make people feel good or have a good time. Even if it's feel bad, at least you get something, you know, make people feel something. And that's why I get into it. That's why I get into it. And it was the single best decision I ever made in my life, was to just go ahead and pull the plug and do it. I pulled the ripcord and I took off. I didn't even look back, and I'm glad I did. Every time someone calls me, I just pull that ripcord again. You know, yeah, let's do this. I think it's a great decision. Yeah, I've had some tough times in my acting career. I've had some personal tragedy things happen, because of filming. But I can't stop filming because of that. You know, people are going to do what people are going to do, and why not be a positive influence? That's all I want to be. I just want to be a positive influence to everyone that meets me and go, look, you can do this. You can do this.
That sounds like a great purpose there, Bill.
Well, hey, take Scooter Magruder. I put 22 people that had never been in front of a camera before on film because they were talented. They were brave enough to come up and try out. I put them in. And these are people, literally, that came off the street going, I want to be an actor. They'd never been in anything, but they had that passion, and they were good enough to do it. So when you see Scooter, you're going to be pretty amazed.
That's awesome. You know, so many people, I would say, tend to just exist and don't always go after their dream. But when someone, you know, wants to go beyond, never mind they start living, per se, and when they get an opportunity from someone like yourself, that makes it worthwhile for them to have made that decision, you know, and when you can provide opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, like you apparently have over these 20 years, you know, it's great. It's certainly great. That's off to you.
Yeah, hey, thanks.
Wow.
Hey, is Mountain Man, is your name Chris?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Chris, I just accepted your friend request, buddy.
All right. That's good. And the other question we had from Nicole was, why did you go into the broadcasting career?
That's
like
for you
guys.
That's a question for you guys. For Charlie.
Well, for Charlie and I. Unfortunately, Charlie is not with us this evening. She is actually on her way back to Massachusetts from Pennsylvania. She was down visiting some relatives down in Pennsylvania there. So she's on her way back. And we've got... Okay. And the answer to the question is this. I wasn't really into getting into broadcasting. Charlie is the main person that had gotten into it, and she kind of said, you're doing this with me whether you like it or not. So we have been... we've done the show for over a year now. We were on hiatus for a little while, but I've actually gotten to love the show now. I've actually been on Charlie's case over the last few months since I've had some procedures done. I've actually, for some of our regular listeners, I've had some surgeries, and I had been on hiatus for myself for a while, and then she decided to put the show on hiatus for a little while. But yes, we are back and good as ever, and we have had the show going for a while, and we actually love it. It's awesome, and it's one of my best things I love doing, and it's just such an awesome, awesome thing that she had gotten me into. She just was like, "Hey, I'm not doing this without you. So you're in for it. You're in for the long haul." So Charlie and I,
and you're doing a great job too, Mountain Man. And this is like an opportunity for me actually being on the show. This is my third time, and this time I'm guest hosting for Charlie as a result of guessing the Mountain Man's guilty pleasure from last week, the lobster. But you know, I'm into acting myself. But I do like this format. This is pretty cool and very exciting. Never mind.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You do a great job. You sound like a natural. You sound really natural behind what you do. I would guess you've been doing this for at least 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
I've been acting since, like, maybe 2003. So, you know,
nice.
On stage, some film and, you know, some commercials and such. So I've done, you know, kind of like cross-the-board things.
Buddy, we need to work together. You got a friendly slide. I need to know who you are.
Yes, Roderick Wilbur. I'm going to make sure I get you a friend request.
Good. You do that.
I will certainly do that.
Always looking for new talent. So.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, I'm sure you will find some great talent through all your contacts, Bill.
Well, hey.
I'm sure you will.
I'm certainly lucky. They seem, you know, friends of friends and I went from like 100 friends on Facebook to just this past year, it's over 900 now, and I didn't friend anybody. So it's been a good year for Bill McLean, for Freight Train Films. And to go back to the one thing that we do the most, I want to make roles for every kind of different actor, you know, different age ranges, different ethnicities. You know, when I got the chance to work with Monique Dupree, I had no clue that she was a huge fan. She literally wrote me online, a friend of me. She went, "I am one of your biggest fans." She was one of the reasons that I made it out to L.A. to the After Dark Films, Eight Films to Die For. She told all of her friends to vote for me, and I didn't even know her. I'd never even met her. But she watched that Red Shirt clip, and apparently, not only did I scare the crap out of her, but I must have impressed her as well.
you certainly got her attention.
Yeah, I did. I got her attention. She's amazing, you know, and I want to work with, I don't care how old you are, I don't care what color you are, I don't care what background you come from. If you love acting, I want to be an actor with you. I want to work with you. So that's my motto anyway.
There we go.
Well, that is
awesome. I love that motto.
Well, Nicole says, "Go, Bill, wahoo." So
you got a fan out there, Bill.
Go, Bill.
Yes.
Nicole's awesome.
Well,
we've
got about 2 minutes to go, or a little less than 2 minutes to go here in our show. So, Bill,
okay.
We want to thank you very much
yes,
for coming
Bill,
on the
thank
show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, guys. It was a
and
pleasure. The pleasure was all mine.
So, thank you, Bill, very much, and we'll look forward to having you on again.
You betcha, buddy. Thanks for 2 hours of awesome fun.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right,
have
guys.
A great night.
All
you
right,
too.
This has been Blog Talk Radio. Diamond in the Rough with the Ordinary Woman. It's been a great time. We've enjoyed our guest tonight, Bill McLean, and you know who's founder and president of Freight Train Films, Inc. in Maine, a film company that has been, you know, across the board in all genres, making an impression on people, and with his collaborations, with his acting, with his screenwriting, you know, all the various things and resources that he's discovered in himself as well as in others, you know, with the various things that he has done. We thank him tonight for sharing with us all of his different stories, jokes, and great moments.
We really wish
you well with everything else you do in your future projects.
Awesome.
We got about 38 seconds left.
38 seconds. Erin Macy just logged on and said, Bill, I made it. Rock on, dude. Erin's one of the actresses that you're going to be hearing about in the very near future. She stars in the Red Shirt trailer, and she plays the crazed maniac girl and did a great job. So, hey, Erin, thanks for tuning in, babe. We love you. You're an amazing actress. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Yep. All right, Mountain Man, you can sign
us
off if you like.
I got 10 seconds, and we'll go with the show change, the song change. Roderick, I'll give you a call in a couple minutes.
Let's go. I'm going to the bottom, I never liked. Oh, I quickly made it, exit my best as I'm changing flight. I made it bright, my sight's an amazing light. So I try to be my finest, my highest, I made it right. I made changes, a stranger to giving life. But a wife and some children can build it and make it right. I'm making nice, two lives, I'm living twice. Once was long ago, the other is really nice. I'm searching for a new life, searching for a change. Working like a servant for these merchants for a chain. Searching for a purpose for my service in the game. Now I circuit for my purpose, never nervous when I blaze. I get it working, put my word in for my pain. My verbiage keep me surging when I turn it into gain. I'm never turning, only learning when I aim. So I serve it with a purpose, Mr. Perfect, make it rain. Walked away cause I maxed out. Went to college road, met some dames and blew they back out. School didn't help, I stayed the same, I had to lash out. Teachers telling me, keep it moving, dog, this ain't for you. My fam waiting to see if the things I say come true. But truth for me in my heart, your boy just stayed confused. So Brady dropped the beat, now everybody changed their view. But there's no room on this bandwagon, your man's jamming. Less than a quarter mil, I can't have it, I can't stand it. Stay away, I can't manage. This shit bleeds through my veins like guitars from Van Halen. I can't relax, I'm about to put math back on the map. If you ask for some gas, these new rappers is trash. And I ain't saying I'm the best to do it. I'm just saying that my heart's invested in this music. Top, made it through the pain. Angels with the halos never waver when I strain. I was trained to never